Iowa lawmakers already arguing over 2025 casino legislation. As the 2025 legislative session in Iowa approaches, lawmakers are already contemplating measures to prevent the establishment of new casinos in the state. The potential impact on existing establishments and the livelihoods of their employees is a significant concern. State Representative Bobby Kaufman has expressed apprehension about the potential effects of a new casino on the revenue of Riverside and the job security of his constituents. He has indicated his intention to reintroduce legislation to address this issue, although the specifics of the proposal remain open to discussion. However, not all lawmakers share Kaufman's concerns. State Representative Jeff Cooling has voiced opposition to further restrictions. Cooling supports the request from Linn County for a new casino, arguing that competition is beneficial for the state. According to Cooling, the residents of Linn County have twice expressed their desire for a casino in Cedar Rapids. He believes that the legislature should respect this decision and allow the current legal process to proceed. In 2022, a two-year moratorium on new casinos was enacted by lawmakers. An attempt was made during the last session to extend this block for an additional 5 years, but it was unsuccessful due to inaction by the Senate. As a result, the block was lifted on July 1st. Kaufman explained that the amendment he proposed, which passed the House, was supported by two groups within his caucus, those opposed to gambling and those concerned about market saturation or cannibalization. Creating new job opportunities. Cooling, however, opposed the amendment. He believes that additional casinos will increase gaming revenue in the state and benefit the community by creating new jobs and attracting tourists. He emphasized the importance of the construction and maintenance jobs that would be created by the new casino. Furthermore, Cooling highlighted the commitment of a particular group to contribute a significant portion of their profits to nonprofits. He claimed this would be the highest in the state, at 8%. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission has outlined a timeline for new license applications. This process includes a gambling market study, with proposals due by August 15th. Applications for licenses are due 1 month later, and the commission will hear presentations on potential new casinos in October. The market study is scheduled for completion by the end of December, with a public presentation planned for January. It's expected that the IRGC will make a decision on the awarding of any new licenses in February. This comes after the end of the Iowa legislature's two-year moratorium on new licenses on June 30th. A group in Linn County has proposed a casino in Cedar Rapids, although no other proposals have been made public at this time.